And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
You're about to hear an interview I have done with Sam Gendel. Now, who is he? He's a young guy. He's a saxophone musician who years ago used to listen to my show, and he wrote down a number of things that I said and turned them into poetry. He set them to a poetic style, which he accompanied by his own jazz music. And the death poem is one of the examples of what he did. Well, I interviewed him recently, which I know you're going to enjoy. Let's listen. I hope you enjoy it.
Savage.
Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Hi, Sam. Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
So, I'm going to set the background here. This is a very interesting thing. We've never actually seen each other, even on Skype, have we?
We met once.
Where? I don't have Alzheimer's, but...
We met once, and we walked around a weird shopping mall. We walked into Nordstrom together.
Here in Marin County?
Yeah.
Oh, you came up. God, that must be 10 years ago.
Pretty close, probably, yeah.
You know, I want the people to understand something. How did you and I meet? Let me give a background. It's amazing. About how many years ago, Sam, did you do this?
It was 2013. I looked it up.
Wow. So 2013, a young man, I didn't know if he was young or old, sends me a thing called The Found Poetry of Michael Savage. And I said, what the hell is this? I didn't write any poetry like this. And it's City by the Bay, Diplomat, Hypnopedia, Posers, The Dining Room, Where Are They Now, Sinful Nation. Hundreds of pieces that I had no idea I had done. And, okay, I'm going to read one, Sam, just for origins. Riding a bicycle today and it hit me. What if there is nothing? Even Mother Teresa had her doubts. What if at the end of it all, it's pure emptiness? But there must be a creator, I assured myself. Every man of thought has come to the same conclusion in the end. I kept writing. Okay, great. So you're laughing. Now, you're a jazz musician, so you get the joke. It's all a giant cosmic joke in a way, as Henry Miller taught us. But what is it that motivated you over the years to pull pieces out of my shows and turn them into these selections? How did you do it even?
I think that what you're reading on the page is actually how I hear what you said in that moment. Even though there was a bunch of other language probably in between all that, connecting all those words together I only hear that. So, and I think that's just how I kind of go through life in general, even with music. That's kind of how I listen to music.
Wow.
I end up hearing my own version of what I'm listening to in my head.
And I love. So you selectively eliminate garbage.
yeah, it's my survival tactic.
Well, yeah. I have super sensitive hearing and smell and vision. Probably they call it the spectrum of some kind. I can't be in a restaurant for very long. I can hear people across the room if they bother me. I get agitated. Yeah. Do you have the same problem?
I tune in heavily to my surroundings, and okay. it's interesting. And I try to be invisible in public as well, because I hear how easily you can, catch a conversation, and I don't want to be heard ever. So,
Well, you're a jazz musician. And I'm going to tell how we met after you said this. So I'm going to read another one that you pulled out.
Sure.
Because some of them are funny. I haven't seen these in 15 years. So I'm going to look at them. Let's see if they're still funny. The dining room. It was such a small dining room that you risked castration. If you didn't bend back as you were passing a chair, you were constantly having to contort that you'd hit your head against the woman's sprayed hair. It was crazy and wonderful in that tiny dining room. Now, I was talking about my mother's little dining room in Queens, New York for the big Passover dinners.
Yes.
20 people at this table, but it was wonderful. But you had to watch out that you didn't cut your schmendrick off on the way to the turkey.
Yeah. You talked about how she only had a four burner stove, but she could turn out these giant meals. And I just think it's great. I mean, it cracks me up. That's a movie. I mean,
Okay, one more. Then we're going to go to Palm Desert Blues. Why would anyone ever want to live in Palm Desert? They think they're Frank Sinatra. Even the dates don't want to be there. They can't wait to be picked.
I mean, I just find that hilarious and true.
But let me ask you, you're a listener to the Savage Nation radio show where? Online in L.A.? Because I wasn't on in L.A.
I heard it when I was younger, just where I grew up, and it was just on the radio.
Where?
In the Central Valley.
Okay. I was on some stations there. Okay. Yeah. So you picked up this crazy guy talking with the gravelly voice. Who the hell is he, right? That kind
everything,
of thing.
Well, just so I find just so much is boring out there. And you were just so weird on the air. And I thought, this is great. And I heard, and what, all those things I picked out of yours and put on paper in an edited format are just the gems that I would just kind of collect that I just thought were so funny and rare. And I wanted to just, immortalize them somehow. So I just had this strange idea to just write them down in a found poetry format. And suddenly I had this collection, and then I just uploaded them to Scribd. And I remember I made this fake press release about it, and I sent it out to some people, and I think one of the people I sent it to you, and then literally the same day it went up, I don't know if you remember this, but you sent me in all caps.
I did. I got angry.
Cease and desist letter.
Cease and desist. You're stealing my work. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, and I was so scared and nervous.
Oh,
and I thought,
I'm so sorry.
No, I also thought it was hilarious, and I thought I was victorious in this.
I think you ought to make a found poem out of cease and desist.
I mean, I must still have a screenshot of that somewhere.
I apologize,
funny.
Sam. I then we got to know each other, and I said, wait a minute, he's just a nice guy who likes my work.
No, literally, I think you went on your show later, right after you sent me that letter, and you talked about it and how much you liked it. And I was like, oh, okay, we're good.
Middle East on the brink, North Korea on the brink, Iran increasing its aggression, elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989-898, and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Where are they now? You have to bomb for peace. You have to kill for peace. Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, the hippies of the 60s. Where are they now? Burning Man in a wheelchair? Did they wheel themselves out into the desert to have one more fling? Where are they? Why are they not screaming from rooftop? How many times? Why are they not singing that tonight? Leading the way, marching. Were they ever really anti-war?
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You got me going here. Horrible endings. I did a literary autopsy of several authors. Jack London died of syphilis because he was a wild guy. In those days, they treated you with mercury, and I think he died of mercury poisoning. But he was a crazy man. In those days, the San Francisco waterfront specialized in something other than crab. So Jack London's demise was a result of the wild women of the Embarcadero. Hemingway said he never missed a sunrise. Drunk every night of his adult life, he woke up every morning with a hangover, but he never missed a sunrise. You already know how this story ends. And now I hear the jazz ending to that. You know, I'm not a musician, you are, but I would listen to Coltrane, or I'd listen to... I'm going to go get a list of the people that I listen to. And I listened back in the 50s, 60s. You know, there's a set called the Blue Notes, the Blue Note Collection of great jazz. I noticed how they would cut off a song in the middle of a note, like, instead of continuing out the melody. That was an interesting technique. Do you know who developed that? I'm just curious what that was about. I don't want to put you on the spot. I wish I could play that. It's like they're playing... You know, beep bop, beep bop, beep bop, bop, and they cut it off right in the middle on an up or a down.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't finish out whatever it is you call it in music.
I feel like a lot of old swing music is where that maybe originated, or probably even earlier than that. But, I mean, jazz sort of follows some sort of a historical path back.
And how did you get started as a saxophone player? Because... obviously, this is not the normal turnout for you in the Central Valley of California. You probably should have been an insurance salesman, or, well, you're younger, so you should have
farmer.
Been a web designer of udders, a special way to milk cows.
Man, I know. I chose the wrong path. I wanted to play saxophone for some reason. I think I saw someone playing it, and I thought it looked cool, and I wanted to play it, and... so we found an old saxophone for sale used for $50. And then I started playing just through the traditional school, you know, public school system, fifth grade band. And then I kind of got into it. My parents are not musicians, but have good taste in music. My dad is a jazz aficionado. And my mom, you know, would listen to Joni Mitchell and, you know, just really high quality music growing up. I was just exposed to, and then I kind of just came to it on my own. And once they saw that I was interested in my dad, but you know, he floated me all the greatest records, Ross on Little Kirk, Train, Lester Young, Bird, everything.
So Charlie Bird, oh my God, Charlie Parker, my God, we're going to play some of this.
Savage. taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
What is your latest recording? What is the name of it?
I'd say the larger scale record that I put out most recently is called Fresh Bread, and it's a pretty lengthy album. It's 52 tracks. It's almost 4 hours long. It's just an archival sort of collection of material across mostly in the last year and a half, but spanning as far back as maybe 2012. But
where can people get Fresh Bread?
They can get Fresh Bread anywhere that fresh music is sold. And you can hear it on, you know, everything. All
don't be shy. You gotta make a living. Let's say somebody wants to buy it. How do they go buy Fresh Bread by Sam Gendel?
If they want to buy a physical copy, they go to bandcamp.com. SamGendel.bandcamp.com. If
Wait,
they
want band, to, Sam Gendel.
Dot bandcamp.
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 Yeah. Bandcamp, like a child's camp. Bandcamp.
Yeah. Bandcamp.com. And that's
Sam, are you performing these days with the lockdowns and the quarantines? You probably haven't had many live performances.
Haven't had many, but many are about to go down. Yes.
Okay. In the LA area?
Unlikely. Most of my concerts for myself are probably abroad, you know, later this year. But
when you say abroad, where?
I play in Japan and Europe, and that's probably my biggest markets for me. You know, live performances are in Japan, especially in.
They love Europe. Jazz. They love jazz. Who do you play with? You have a group?
I have friends who I play with, and I work with so many people, random across the board, and you know, always playing. Yeah, with different people, mostly recording here in LA, or you know, sometimes touring. And I'll have a few shows this summer in LA, I think.
Chef's Kitchen of the Rich and Famous. Mother could turn out dinner for 25 people on a 4-burner electric stove and 1 refrigerator, not the $2 million kitchens from Westchester or Tiburon that nobody cooks in. With the latest appliances, Gaggino this. You can gag on the food they make because they don't make any food. Gaggino, Schmaggino, triple refrigerators, and nothing in the giant pantry but a Diet Coke and a bottle of vodka. Boom. Yeah. Here's a one. The meek shall inherit the earth, Sam. As God is my witness, there is a teeny little bird that has built a nest in my eaves and can land on the spike strip without hurting its feet. It is so small and light that this little bird, out of spite, alights upon the spikes and tweets away into the night.
I mean, the rhyming is amazing.
Now, I want to ask you something, again, not to be self-serving. It's hard for me not to be. It's just my nature at this point. After all these years, I'm still very self-serving. Somebody once said to me, you know, you have a conversation. People say, why do you always make it about you? I said, everything is about me. That's how I relate to you. In other words, if you tell me something about you and I say, yeah, well, this happened to me. They say, why are you making it about you? Because I'm trying to relate through my experiences. Why do people say it shouldn't be about you? Is your music about you?
Yes.
Thank you. Isn't all original music about the person playing it or writing it?
You would think. There's so many schemes running these days with music and art, especially. I've receded into, you know, at this point. I don't know what people are doing.
Good. So you're apolitical. We're not going to go politics. I'm not taking it there. Sinful. Here we go. Sinful nation, Sam, just for you. This nation has no memory. This is a nation with Alzheimer's disease. This nation has no past. This nation seems to have no future. This nation seems to have only a present. To watch the most anti-gun, anti-war, anti-police loudmouths in history rushing to sign your sons up to go die, to watch the full court press, the warmongers, the hate mongers, the liars dragging America's sons into war. The unwisdom has been written. It will be spoken. Must have been, who was that? That must have been Obama? Or was that Bush? One. I don't know when that was written. Boy. It's starting to be true again, only I can't get political here. How about one more from Florida? Ready for that? It's called Cone. I want to hear what kind of music. We'll figure out your music.
Cool.
It's going to be called Cones. Beach town in South Florida. Everyone is on vacation, licking the cones. The licking crowd. Grown men licking a cone. That's my favorite picture. A grown man in a pair of shorts licking a cone. That's the American male at his best. A pair of Bermuda shorts, white legs, licking a cone. Like a cow. But to each his own. If he likes licking the cone, let him lick the cone. I don't care. You know, Sarah, I think when we met, we started to rap like this and we couldn't stop. It went on for a long time. Then I went down to L.A. and there's that nightclub up in Beverly Glen owned by the... What's it called?
Vibrato.
Yeah. Who owns it? The daughter of a famous...
Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert's daughter runs it, right? Yeah. A great club. Unbelievable. So I had a vision that I'd lease it out for the night, put on a private...
Yeah.
You would play with your backup group. I would read this stuff, and we'd have a hell of a time. You know, not open to the public, because we don't want the goofballs, the trolls, the haters to even know we're doing it. It would be like blacked out private party kind of thing.
No doubt.
You want to do it one day?
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing, man.
And we'll record the thing, and we'll sell it.
Hilarious.
And we'll sell it somewhere. I don't know. We'll sell it in Japan. Whatever. No, give it away.
Dude, they'll love it. It'll be hilarious. Yeah.
Here's one. This is a little maudlin. It's toward the end now. It's called Orange. Frank on the dial singing my way. But what is a man? What has he got if not himself? Then he has naught. Here's my song. Play it at my funeral with a Scottish fife band. You know, I love the plaintive sound of the bagpipes that they play at police funerals and stuff. What's that about? What's a bagpipe? What is a bagpipe?
I don't really know, except I feel like it probably was made out of some sort of like the stomach of a sheep or I don't know, something.
Oh, God.
And then or like some kind of a billows, you know, and then the pipe. I don't really understand it, but I like the instrument.
It's plaintive music. It cuts right through you.
I love bagpipes and drums or just fife and drums, just really pure direct line music like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, how things start. So, Sam, we met that time. We never really followed up. Then went back to radio, was fighting every day of my life to stay on the air because of the powers that be who only want controlled opposition on the radio. So now I've been doing podcasts. It's coming on now a year. I started in January, Pure Podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's doing well. So then listen to this, how I got back to you.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning out my files.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumble upon the first few pages. Here they are. This is the cover you originally sent.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
And I said, what the hell is this? Oh, my God. And it was only, I had only like 10 of the pages.
Yeah.
I said, what is this? I go into my email files, you know, I put in your name.
Yeah.
And I figured maybe you'd still be alive, not dead yet from despair and horror or from COVID. Terrible, right? The worst year and a half of my life. So me too. Anyway, so I figured, all right, maybe he'll answer me next day. Yeah, how you doing? You send me back an email. I say, what did I say in my email? I only found the first five pages. If you happen to have the entire volume, can you send me the file? I would like to use this for a podcast and wonder if you would like to be interviewed. Maybe play some music in the background. Can promote any event you're at. Let me know. So like a day later, June 3rd, 2021, Sam Gendel writes at 3:42 p.m. attachments, the death poem. A man like me should live 1,000 years. Great to hear from you. It's been a while. Here are two attachments. The one titled A Man Like Me Should Live 1,000 years is particularly good. And then there are some gems in the original one also attached. We should do it. I agree. Reading them again after some years, I still laughed out loud. Holler if you would like, and you give me your phone number. Look forward to it, Sam. So, Sam, was that your favorite one, A Man Like Me Should Live 1,000 years?
Well, that vault, there's a small collection that's titled that.
Ah.
And it's really good.
Okay, that
it's
was
just
second,
amazing. That's that the second, second volume. That's okay. Shorter, but it's more, it's just more succinct, and I just think it drives it home even harder.
How about this? Neanderthals or the Diet of the Fathers? I'll just read one.
Sure. Okay.
Never had Thai food. Always thought it was overly spiced Chinese. What did I know? We ate crispy noodles that killed half the men in Queens between the pastrami sandwiches and the bad noodles in the Chinese restaurants on Union Turnpike. The men didn't stand the chance. The crispy things they throw in the soup, what garbage. They died from that stuff.
I mean, it's true, man. That's crazy.
The original angry man. Want to talk about anger? Read Jeremiah. Read Isaiah. That's a shorty. How about the cave painting? One more. The cave painting. Desire to escape from selfhood, the environment itself, in people from the beginning of time, transcend the self. The cave paintings, beginnings of civilization. Man stepped forward from being an animal. I am here now and I want you to remember me. I know there is going to be a tomorrow and a tomorrow and a tomorrow and I won't be here. But I was here in this rotten, stinking, horrible cave with my ugly wife and terrible children. And there are no orthodontists here. There's no anesthesia. There's no cable television. There's no car. There's no booze yet and I can't stand it, so I'm going to paint the deer.
That one.
That's crazy.
I love it.
I don't understand. Were these parts of a whole show, or you extracted pieces, or did I say it like that?
Some of them are relatively verbatim, and others I had to edit in order to distill it into its empirical formula of what it was I felt that you were saying, actually, like the way I heard it, like I said earlier.
Unbelievable.
The way I hear it. So I just was cracking up, and then I think, other people need to hear this because it's just too funny.
Unbelievable.
Savage. A savage republic inside the plot to destroy America lays out the threats we face, prepare you for what's next, and offer solutions to save our republic. Please wake up and fight back before it is too late. You can buy it right now on Amazon or on BarnesandNoble.com. A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America by Michael Savage. Thank you for listening. Share it with 5 others.
Do you think other people of your generation, especially the artists, would understand any of this? They'd say, just some guy, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know because everyone is inundated with just TikTok and Instagram to such a degree now that the sense of humor around me, this is the thing for me, is I just don't relate to much because the sense of humor out there that is prevalent is not funny to me. But I don't know, I think I grew up being exposed to a lot of just older styles of humor or other expanded aspects of culture, maybe, or just from another era, and also related to jazz too, probably. So I could find a lot of humor in older, in just, I don't know, in others, something else that I just don't see as commonly today.
What is TikTok? What is humor on TikTok? What is it about, bashing conservatives or Republicans, priests?
I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with politics, really, because the primary audience is like 16 years old and they don't care about anything except getting product endorsements, you know.
So they'll do anything, they'll get anything to get your attention. They'll show
The most popular thing on TikTok is a girl who's 16 partnering with a toothpaste company to sell you a product. They're just glorified. It's like QVC.
Oh, wow. I'm going to read a piece of the death poem, and then we're going to wrap it up so you can go make some music. It's a very long one, but maybe I'll continue it somewhere else. If you go, it's called the death poem. If you go back to the history of this earth, going back to space and time, going back to God himself, the Big Bang theory, or the theory of divine creation by God, the beginnings of life, the age of fishes, the age of the coal swamps, the age of reptiles, the first birds, the first mammals, the age of mammals, monkeys, apes, and submen, the Neanderthals and the Rhodesian man, the first true men. If I go back to the beginnings of cultivation, primitive Neolithic civilizations, if I go back to early Egypt and Sumeria, primitive nomadic peoples, if I talk with you about the first, you get the picture, and I'm going to speed it up. If I tell you of the barbarians and how they broke the empire into East and West, and then I speak with you about the Huns and the end of the Western Empire, and I go on, and then I speak with you of the development of Latin Christendom and the Crusades. In the age of papal domination, I speak with you of the Mongol conquests and afterwards the revival of the Europeans, the reformation of the Latin Church, the Emperor Charles V, the age of political experiments, the new empires of the Europeans in Asia and overseas. If I then speak with you of the American War of Independence, blah, 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 and then I speak with you of the expansion of the United States and the rise of Germany to predominance in Europe, and I go on. The rise of Japan, the British Empire, the age of armament in Europe, the new order in Russia, the League of Nations, the Second World War, the rise of Nazism, the fall of Nazism, the crisis that humanity has faced since World War II. I would be speaking with you about what?
It's interesting that you were able to just rattle that off the cuff, out of your head chronologically, and touch on so many points of history in order, just from memory. It was just crazy. I sent you a recording of you reading the entire thing over me playing saxophone on your show from some years ago.
What, the death poem?
Yes.
Did we play it?
It's in that email. You have, I sent you, I captured the audio of it just for my private archive, and you're reading it on the air. It's amazing. It's really good, man.
I'm sure it is.
There's sax playing, and then you finish it, and then it's like, you're listening to the Savage Nation, and then the sax keeps going, and it's crazy. It was on the air. I was like, how does this even, like, the fact that stuff like this could happen on the air in public these days, to me, sadly, is a miracle, because nothing has nothing interesting ever happens.
Nothing
in the media.
Dead.
Like,
nothing. There's nobody. No, there's no creativity in radio. It's a complete dead zone. It's either bashing, bashing communists, bashing socialists, bashing liberals, bashing conservatives, bashing Trump. That's all you hear day and night. That's not creativity. Boring. My friend saw Sam. I don't go out that much anymore. I hang out alone at home, watch the Hawks on the Hills, because at the end of the day, Hawks on Hills are not bad friends.
There's a lot of birds that you talk about. It's really awesome throughout.
Why am I so interested in birds? I feed seagulls.
I love birds, too.
Well, they sing. They sing. They sing. Sam Gendel, amazing. You put the monologues and the music together. Where do you find your musical inspiration from?
I think you're found poetry. You know what I mean? Just the, like, that's kind of what I listen for in everything. It's just, whenever it's just rare that something really strange and interesting crosses my field. And so when it does, I kind of latch onto it and check it out. And that feeds my music, I would imagine, you know.
Mm. I want people again to hear where Sam Gendel, a saxophone genius who plays in Japan and Europe, but is not heard on American AM conservative radio, because he would be. If I were on the radio, I'd have you on with a saxophone. That's what we would do. And then they would say, oh, what are you doing? It's not political. We can't have it. Let me check my dial and see if it offends anybody. Everything is run through a filter of, is it offending the woke? Is it offending the asleep? You know, there's the woke crowd, and there's this, I'm in the asleep crowd.
I just want to send my saxophone out through 50,000 watts of whatever, you know.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Well, we have a large audience here on the Savage Nation podcast. Again, how do people buy? I want them to buy your album right now.
SamGendel.bandcamp.com. There are multiple albums for sale on that link.
Sam Gendel.
Yep.
Come on, I'm going to teach you how to sell. Sam Gendel.
SamGendel.bandcamp.com. And there's multiple albums available for purchase through that link.
I want people to do this again. I'm going to close by saying this. Sam, it has been great speaking with you. A man like me should live 1,000 years, but it ain't going to happen. I'll take another 10. And hopefully the found poetry of Dr. Michael Savage will live a little longer than, or a little less than 1,000 years, but maybe to live some. Agreed. Sam, let's do this again. I wish you the best. Yes. And you don't come up to horrible San Francisco, do you?
I do.
You play it? No one's playing. Everything's closed.
No one's playing. I sometimes come up there, though.
You do? You have friends?
I have, a couple friends.
And you have a reason?
I like to go up there.
It's a beautiful place. You'll email me next time you're coming up, and we'll get together. It will not be outside Nordstrom's. We'll not walk around outside Nordstrom's, but we'll play some verbal and technical music. We'll do something great. Sam Gendel, what a pleasure and what an honor it is to be with you today. And I'm so glad we reconnected. Thank you so
much.
And stay inspired, Sam. Stay in there. You're a great young man.
One of the Roman emperors got so angry at the Senate, he removed one of the senators and he put a horse in his chair. I think it was Caligula. Not that he was a doll. He put a horse in the seat of the senator. And he said that the horse has as much sense as he did, so I put a horse in there. Well, that was then. Now they don't need to put a horse in the chair of a senator. All they need to do is make believe the senator actually exists by creating a computerized image of a senator and putting the computerized image out there giving false speeches that don't exist. It's unbelievable to me. If you go back to the history of this earth, going back to space and time and beyond, going back to God himself, the Big Bang theory or the theory of divine creation by God, the beginnings of life, the age of fishes, the age of the coal swamps, the age of reptiles, the first birds, the first mammals, the age of mammals, monkeys, apes, and submen, the Neanderthals, or the Rhodesian man, the first true men. If I go back to the beginnings of cultivation, primitive Neolithic civilizations, if I go back to early Egypt and Sumeria, the primitive nomadic peoples, if I talk with you about the first seagoing peoples, Egypt, Babylon, Assyria, the primitive Aryans, the last Babylonian Empire, and the Empire of Darius the First, if I speak with you of the early history of the Jews, of priests and prophets in Judea, of the Greeks, of the wars of the Greeks and Persians, of the splendor of Greece, of the empire of Alexander the Great, of the museum and library at Alexandria, the growth of the Roman Empire between Rome and China. If I speak to you of the common man and his life under the early Roman Empire, if I speak with you of the early days of Jesus and the development of doctrinal Christianity, if I tell you of the barbarians and how they broke the empire into East and West, and then I speak with you about the Huns and the end of the Western Empire, if I then speak with you about the Byzantine and the other empires, and then bring you into the dynasties of Sui and Tang in China, and Muhammad and Islam, and then go to the great days of the Arabs, and then I speak with you of the development of Latin Christendom, and the Crusades in the age of papal domination, and I speak with you of the Mongol conquests, and afterwards the revival of the Europeans, the reformation of the Latin Church, the Emperor Charles V, the age of political experiments, the new empires of the Europeans in Asia and overseas. If I then speak with you of the American War of Independence and the French Revolution and the restoration of monarchy in France and the uneasy peace in Europe that followed the fall of Napoleon, if I speak with you of the Industrial Revolution, the development of modern political and social ideas, if I then speak with you of the expansion of the United States and the rise of Germany to predominance in Europe, the new overseas empires, the European aggression in Asia, the rise of Japan, the British Empire, the age of armament in Europe, the new order in Russia, the League of Nations, the failure of the League of Nations, the Second World War, the rise of Nazism, the fall of Nazism, the crisis that humanity has faced since World War II, I would be speaking with you about what?
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free.
You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.